All right, Tanner Ward, Priority MX. Congratulations, man. MX1 overall. Like, look, we know what happened to Dylan first moto, but, like, whatever, man. You capitalized on that. You won. Second moto, moved to the second place right away. Like, it was a good day.
Yeah, like you said, obviously Dylan had a little bit of a mishap that first moto, but no, it was nice to have a little bit of speed and be with those guys today in qualifying. Like, they've been, Jess and Dylan have been quite a bit ahead of Phil and I, and so it was nice to kind of be in that mix and kind of had a feeling that today was going to be a good day and two good starts. And yeah, I wouldn't say it was my best riding. I feel like my first couple laps and could be better, but yeah, nonetheless, man, first overall in a 450 and feels good.
You and Amiot had some battles going back and forth a little bit there, right?
Yeah, second moto, my first couple of laps, like I said, I just didn't have it. I was super flat, especially in that second moto, and I was like three laps in, and I was like, oh, this might be a long moto if I want to get this overall, but kind of found a flow, and got Quinn, and then I made a huge mistake coming out of the corner before the finish line. Yeah. He got me back, and I just, one of those things where they like, put your hand over your face, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And I knew I had to get him back quick and kind of break him, and did that. And once I think I pulled pretty decent gap on him, 15 seconds or so, and kind of just chilled.
Yeah.
And Dylan, he was pissed off that second moto.
Yeah, he was crushing it. Did you know they were stopping for gas? I don't know if you knew that was part of the strategy.
No, I did not. It sucks hearing that and still winning, but hey, it is what it is. He was...
Checo cash.
Yeah, exactly. And Dylan that's good when he's pissed off, so... Yeah. No, it's a box checked, and we need to start getting closer to those guys. And that was the goal all year. Honestly, the last 3 years have been shit for me, and kind of a rebuild year, and that's kind of what we've been doing. Kind of got a podium out west, and then now a win, and let's start clicking them all.
Obviously, you rode for that team last year, the Walton team. It didn't go well for you. You're over here now. Does it feel like a little bit of a rivalry with Phil here? I mean, it is your old team, and then, you know, Phil's Phil, but you got a little bit of a rivalry going, and friendly, but, you know.
Yeah, everyone seems to say so. Obviously, it's... Yeah, we always seem to find each other on the track, especially out west there. And I don't think he was too happy with my first Calgary.
Yeah.
Even I heard – I listened to all your shows, and that's the one I didn't listen to because I heard he still was crying. So
yeah.
I joked. I told him I had some diapers.
Cause I heard about this. Yeah.
But, no, honestly, I have so much respect for Phil, right? I listen to your show all the time. He's always on it. So, I think it kind of pissed me off at the press conference when I shook my hand and then he looked down and said that he only had to worry about Dylan and Jess. So. It, honestly, that's what I needed. It lit a fire under my ass. So.
Obviously, it's recency bias, but you've ridden here a lot. By the way, I think Galdi or Newf, one of those idiots, was telling me yesterday. He's like, "Hey, Ward rides here really good." Like they were telling me about, like you could be a sneaker. Anyways, recency bias. But how tough was this gopher with the heat and the way the track was and everything else?
Yeah, it was. I wouldn't say it was the toughest gopher we raced. It's I went out second moto and coming to some of the corners, I was like, it's actually not that gnarly.
Yeah.
And it was, they're just like random spots on the track that were just like super gnarly.
Yeah.
So it kind of just ruined the flow. And then obviously it was super hot today. So I wouldn't rank it as the gnarliest one I've done, but I mean, they're all gnarly.
Yeah,
I don't even know if you can even rank them. They all suck.
Yeah.
you just suffer fest.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say it was the gnarliest, but it was gnarly.
Right. How's Priority MX for you? Obviously they went big this year and they got quite a presence now going on. How's the team? How's everything going behind the scenes? I mean, you've ridden for the factory teams here, so you have a basis of what a team should run like. How's it been going?
Oh, honestly, it's been unreal. Peter, Wendy, the whole Priority Mechanical crew, they kind of took a chance on me and gave me an opportunity that you'd never ever get anywhere else, because obviously not many people obviously know, but we actually work for them in the fall, doing HVAC, and gonna get our ticket.
It's a unique situation.
Yeah, very unique, and honestly, a lot of people thought I was gonna be taking a step back, but Peter and Wendy, when they do something, they do it properly. I've obviously rode for factory KTM, and I would say that even beats that, just the way that they go about things and how professional they are. And Peter would do anything that I asked for. And just having that confidence and knowing that day in, day out is it's refreshing for sure.
Well, congratulations. I think a lot of people in these pits are happy for you. You know, you've been around it for a long time. You're a good dude. People like you. So congratulations on that. Last question. You're a big Leaf fan. I'm a Leaf fan. How do we feel about the Marner thing? Where are we at? Like, I'm sort of conflicted, but I'm sort of like, okay, see you later, loser. I don't know. Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. He's in your town now.
Yeah.
You gonna go
my
talk
wife
to
is like, my wife's like, do I cheer for him? And she goes, all I ever hear is you yell about him. And I'm like, yeah, exactly.
No, honestly, I think he's gonna show up in playoffs next year. One,
yeah,
just because everyone says he doesn't. But I think just with Toronto is such, like, the media in Toronto. I would hate playing for Toronto. Like, I love Toronto, but
you
walk down the street, he's just criticized all the time. So,
yeah.
I mean, for him personally, he's probably in a better place. But, Yeah, sucks we lost him. He's a good player, and obviously everyone sees that. But I don't know.
You replaced him with like nobody.
Yeah,
so
that's what I'm more scratching my head about. Yeah. Like, I don't even know how much room they have left in cap, but I don't know if they have enough to get anybody half decent.
I don't know. They got a ditch on Crook. They got a Dutch Kampf, and then I think they'll have some money. But it's, I don't know who's going to score for them outside of two guys next year, because no way Tavares repeats that year that he just had, you know?
No. Yeah. No, especially him getting older. Like, I feel like everyone's pretty surprised that year. So hopefully Matthews can figure out whatever his injury is. And, hopefully, you know, it's our year next year.
Yeah, it's our year. We're going to do it. All right. Hey, congratulations. Good job. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Cool. Thanks, Tanner.